Staying in Contact. I'm London Mitchell. Safety. It should be the watchword of our daily lives, at home, at work, at recreation. And to help guide us on the road to safety is the Safety Council of Northwest Ohio. And my guest this week is Bob Monamy, the council's executive director.
We've been in the community for 64 years, established in 1960. It's a nonprofit organization, and it is a member organization. So really what we do is we work to improve the safety, health, and environment of folks in Northwest Ohio. A lot of our focus is more on the workplace, folks in the workplace, and keeping them safe when they're at work and getting them home safely at the end of the day.
You know, a lot of us don't think about safety, I would imagine. A lot of us do not think about safety when we go to work, whether it's the office or a factory setting, maybe even a delivery driver. But that's a focus. How do you recognize what might be a safety challenge when I assume you visit a workplace?
Well, you know, the first thing that always has to be done is assessment. Assessing what's the danger, what's the hazard that's going to be there that people are going to be exposed to. And then, you know, just equally as important is training and communication, making sure that people are aware of what is there in their workplace, in their environment that could cause harm to them. No matter how minor or severe that harm could be, so that they know what it is, they recognize what it is, and that they know how to control the hazard that may be present. How do they act or react so that they end up safe and not harmed by whatever it might be?
What kinds of costs are involved in maybe doing a safety survey of your business?
Well, that's going to vary, of course, based on the size of the business, the nature of the hazards, the amount of people that might be exposed to a hazard, these sort of things. So, of course, it's going to vary.
I would imagine that this is kind of a really self-rewarding kind of occupation for you when you stop to think what my organization is doing is saving people from harm, possibly death.
Yes, it is. And of course, a lot of times you don't know. You don't know if you know, what you have told somebody or trained somebody, if that connected or not to prevent an accident. But over the years of being at the Safety Council, we've had folks that have come back to us that have been one type of a training or another. Probably most common, you know, in feedback, we do things like first aid and CPR training, where somebody's been in that class before. You know, they went through the class. Yeah, that's how you do chest compressions and rescue breaths and those sort of things. But then when they come back and say, guess what? It happened. Somebody was in need. I utilized the CPR. It was just like it was supposed to go, and I saved a person's life. And you're right, London. It's a great feeling when you hear those types of stories or that type of feedback.
Let's talk a little bit about you, Bob. How did you get involved in safety?
Well, London, actually, it goes back quite a few years back into the 1990s. Actually, my degree is in teaching. I was working for Toledo Public Schools as a teacher. It was summer break. And I went to a business for the summertime. I was still considered a substitute as a long-term sub. So I went to a business for the summertime when school wasn't in session. Unfortunately, they had a bad accident. It resulted in an amputation of an employee of their lower leg. I got involved in the safety part of it. I liked it. I liked being involved in the safety part of it. I made it a career after that. I like the idea of being able to help folks and make them aware of what the dangers were in their workplace. And like you said before, you're potentially saving a life.
I like the idea of working before the fact, before something happens, that we have people that can recognize safety issues.
Yes. A lot of times we find safety to be reactionary. Oh, there's been an accident. Oh, now we need to train people. And that's part of what our message is out of the Safety Council is that you want to get that information out there, find those hazards, get that information out there before you have an incident, and not wait for an incident to happen. First and foremost, well, somebody could be hurt. We don't want that. Second, it's usually more costly to be reactionary than it is to be proactive.
So we've got the Heroes Award Banquet coming up. Full disclosure here, you've asked me to help with the award presentation, something I've done for a couple of years now. It's to me, it's a very honorable, rewarding experience. But tell me, how did you start this or get this idea that maybe the community needs to understand we have heroes walking amongst us all the time? And not necessarily those in uniform.
Yeah, you're correct. I mean, it's actually how it started. This will be the 55th year of the Hero Awards Banquet. So, in all honesty, I don't know how it started. It was before my time here. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there are so many folks doing this for so many years at the Safety Council. You meet so many wonderful individuals that are, and you never hear about it. Stories of life-saving acts that people have done that you just they don't make the news or anything like that. We get nominations that come from folks, and that's how we hear about it. But just incredible stories. And like you said, sometimes some of the folks that we recognize at the Hero Banquet are professionals, they're police and fire that have done something that's probably not in their normal course of duty. It's something over and above where they save somebody's life. But we also get folks that are just citizens that just happen to be in the right place at the right time, and they took actions to help their fellow person.
You know, I've often thought that the key to success is being prepared, whether it's an emergency or whether it's opportunity knocking. If we're not prepared, we may not recognize opportunity when it knocks. And not being prepared, maybe we don't recognize an emergency. I mean, it's one thing to see flames shooting out of a house, but it's another when somebody might have a spasm or a fit. Or we should prepare ourselves just in case. We should be the ones that can step forward and take action. How do we do that?
Well, I think there's some things that you can do. I mean, things like taking first aid and CPR classes. I think that's for anybody. That's not just in a workplace or, for a lifeguard or something. Well, I think everybody should have that. I mean, that could happen at any time, any place. London, thank you so much for, again for emceeing our event this year. You've heard the stories in the past of some of these folks. They took CPR someplace at some point in their life, probably never thinking that they were going to utilize the skills, but somebody needed it, and they utilized the skills. So I think that's probably first and foremost. I just encourage everybody to take a first aid and CPR class, basic first aid and CPR.
Is this something the Safety Council is involved in?
We offer first aid and CPR classes at the Safety Council. Yes, absolutely, we do.
Talk to me, Bob, if you would, about a typical day for you at the Safety Council.
Oh, a typical day. There really isn't a typical day. Every day is different. I get to go out. I do instruction on classes a lot of times, safety classes. And I think that's probably the most enjoyable part of the job is that you just get to meet so many folks. You get to go to different workplaces, see how different things are made, meet folks that are neat folks. You'll learn from them. And that's really the most enjoyable part of the job is just the incredible number of people you get acquainted with.
Can you give us any previews about what stories we might hear at the upcoming Heroes Award banquet?
We have there's a young lady that performs CPR to save her coworker. She recognized that it was a cardiac arrest, and she saved her coworker. We got a really interesting story about some workers that were suspended about 30 feet in the air in an aerial lift that was energized. They got into the electrical wire, so the lift was energized, and the base was totally engulfed in flames. And it was a local fire department that had working in unison with the contractors to able to get ladders up to get the victims out of the lift. And also get the power lines that were still energized off of the lift as well. So I mean, it was an incredible scenario to save some lives. Probably another one. I just talked to the gentleman last week. It was an accident that happened, and car went underneath of a trailer of a semi. And it was in flames, and right on the interstate, the gentleman was coming home from work. He pulled over, he ran to the scene, and the there was a couple of others that were there also that ran over to the scene. But this vehicle was in flames. He said he turned around, and the others had left. He was there by himself. The victim was trapped in the car, was unconscious, couldn't get him out, and basically shielded the person from the flames, holding him in the burning vehicle till 911, till the fire department arrived. And he was telling me, he says, I was leaning in that vehicle with flames all around me, holding this person back in his seat so he could see the dash that was on flames. He said, I had, two choices. He says, I could stand here and do something or watch the person burn to death. And he says, I wasn't going to let that happen. So he says, I held the person in the chair and just prayed for the fire trucks. And he says, when I heard those sirens coming, that was the greatest sound I've ever heard.
Just wandering through your website, and I noticed that you publish a weekly safety tip,
Yes.
and the one for this past week is about your electrical sockets at home. I think maybe some of us don't think that there's a safety issue that could be popping up around our electric sockets.
Oh yes, absolutely. First of all, I do want to say those safety tips that are published on a weekly basis, we have a board member, a board of director member by the name of Dave Varwig. Dave is a retired safety professional, and he authors all of those safety tips every week. He enjoys doing that. He does that for us, and we truly appreciate what Dave does for us at the Safety Council. And yes, electrical fires in the home, number one fire in the home are electrical fires. And so looking at things like outlets and fixtures, wiring around the home, that's always very important.
Bob Bonamy is the executive director of the Safety Council of Northwest Ohio. The website address is scnwo.org. And that's where you'll find out about the weekly safety tips, first aid classes, and the upcoming Heroes Award Banquet on May 30th. I'm London Mitchell, inviting you to join us again next week as we continue staying in contact.
These weekly visits focus on the culture and history of Northwest Ohio, as well as efforts underway to improve the quality of life in our communities. Previous programs are available on Amazon Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, and londonmitchell.news.